So, all right, so I get this note from Kim. Not quite sure how to take this, Sean, but it's related to you. She says, since today apparently is becoming National UFO Coming Out Day, she says, why don't you share with your listeners that you actually are from another planet? I wasn't really ready to do that today. But thank you, sweetheart. I think, thank you, sweetheart. There we are. I'm wondering if the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, has ever seen a UFO, or now a UAP, an unidentified aerial phenomenon. Welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show, Madam Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Have you ever seen anything?
I have not. I have not, and I didn't realize you were from another planet. That's really helpful information.
You probably could have figured it out, but I don't usually tell people because it's just, you know, they look at
me. Well, now you told the world.
Well, and now people are going to look at me the way I'm looking now at Sean after he said he saw a UFO. So, I mean, we all have a price to pay. Nice to have you back on the program. I know we have some very important things to talk about. A quick question, though. Why are you not now going to send out 7 million applications to Michigan voters as you did in the spring of 2020 for absentee ballots?
Well, there are two primary factors. In 2020, it was obviously the pandemic. We saw in the May election of that year, 95% of citizens voted from home after the governor issued an executive order enabling such. And so enabling the delivery of absentee ballot applications and all the rest. So we had data to suggest that in the midst of a pandemic, that was something citizens were going to want to do. But the bigger factor was that this was the first major election after the 2018 constitutional amendment, giving citizens the right to vote from home. And all the data and research suggested the best way to ensure in that first round of elections that citizens had the ability and knew how to do it was to send from an official source, from an election official, particularly from the state, information on how to request their absentee ballot, which was really all we did. That's all we sent. And so the request forms. And so those factors aren't present this year. And there are a number of other factors that would suggest, you know, for example, you know, other groups will probably do it and all the rest. So suggest that's not a necessary step for us to take. However, we do hope that a lot of local election officials will send out the request forms. And I know a lot have plans to, which is, again, what the data shows is one of the best and most effective ways to educate someone about their right to vote from home.
You know, this only adds to the conspiracy theories that happened the first time around in former President Trump. I'm sure inadvertently suggested that you mailed out actual absentee ballots to every voter and, of course, intimated it was illegal. Did that have any effect at all on your decision this time around or the kerfuffle that it kind of caused?
No, nor should it. I mean, at that moment, you know, a lot of states, Democrat and Republican secretaries of state, were making similar decisions. And so I'm really proud of the fact that in a pandemic year, we saw such high turnout and 3.3 million citizens felt confidence in their ability to vote absentee and vote from home. That's how many citizens, almost over two thirds of the population who voted in November voted absentee. So that to me suggests the confidence people had in it. And, you know, we don't make decisions based on, misinformation. We make decisions based on data and what's best for our voters. And that's where that data led us at this point.
All right.
And, I'm really proud of the work.
There's no tie-in with the fact that it's probably looking pretty bad for Democrats in the midterm elections. No. So you don't want as many people voting as when you wanted to throw Donald Trump out.
Fascinating.
I mean, come on, don't act like you've never heard that. I have to ask the questions.
I get it. I don't. I don't make decisions based on those types of factors, nor should I. And, that's one of the challenges of living in a hyper-partisan moment like this. But, you know, I have a responsibility to look at the data and make the best decisions for our department and for our voters. And that's where this led me in this moment.
Okay.
And, I think it is something that was a sort of administrative decision that didn't, you know, that was looked at through the eyes of what's best for every voter. And truly, it played out that way, despite the chatter and the efforts to use the decision to further political means, which again, that's what people do. That the bottom line is, we did right by every voter, Democrat and Republican in our state, by giving them information that they deserve to have from their chief election officer on how to exercise their right to vote absentee.
All right. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson with us on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR. You have asked for an extra $100 million for, I guess, more local election administration. Are you getting a good reaction from the people who have to make that decision, or not a good reaction?
It shouldn't be a surprise. I've had conversations about the increase in the need for funding at the federal level, at the state level, given the escalating costs of administering elections in moments like these. The $100 million annual figure is based on the pre-pandemic cost of the March 2020 election, and then extrapolated to take into account that general elections have higher costs and the fact that there is no more election-related COVID funding from the federal government or funding from non-governmental organizations in the works. And so we have a responsibility. I have a responsibility to make sure our lawmakers know what is expected and needed from our local election officials. This is something they've asked for as well. And it, in my view, it's something that should be a no-brainer. And it, you know, it's certainly something investing in the foundation of our democracy and making sure it works for everyone is, it should be and must be a priority for our lawmakers. And I hope that it is.
And you're pushing for the legislature to allow for the electronic return of absentee ballots from military members and their families who are stationed overseas. How's that looking?
Well, you know, that bill passed. The exact bill that we've asked for passed last year or passed 2 years ago prior to the 2020 election, and then was, for reasons unknown, never delivered to the governor for signature. And so we're hoping they can pass it again as they did in 2020 and deliver it to our governor. There were 25% of military ballots were not returned or able to be returned on time in 2020, and that's unacceptable. We need to change that. This proposal will.
Madam Secretary, we have about 30 seconds or so. What else would you like us to know this morning?
I think, you know, voters should have confidence that in the elections this year, they will be able to participate, their voices heard, and the same options they had in 2020 will be available again this year. Nothing has changed. You can vote from home, you can vote in person, and either way, your vote will be safe and counted.
All right. As always, we appreciate you coming by. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'll see you, I'm sure, at Mackinac.